Hello and welcome to Beyond Reproach. This is Stephanie Domingo.
And Tux Lerzel.
I come to you from Santa Marta, not Santa Marta. Oh my God. I'm in Santa Elena, Medellin, on land belonging to the Karina peoples.
And I come to you from Detroit, Michigan, where I record on land belonging to the Ottawa, Wyandot, Potawatomi, and Ojibwe nations.
Very nice. These are some of many nations that are still very much out here doing their thing. We like to acknowledge that.
Heck yes.
This is the show. This is normally the show about scandals and scandalousness in American politics and government. But today, it's a mini. So we're doing whatever.
That mini thing.
Doing whatever we fucking want. Deal with it.
True story. Today, we're making an announcement. We're making a big announcement.
Yes.
Big news for you listeners out there.
Hear ye, hear ye.
We have a proclamation.
Yes,
on a
we have a bell, but you can't hear it.
Yes. My parchment is currently unrolling.
Yes, unfurling.
We're going to be taking a short break, a little spring break, if you
spring
will.
Spring break. Yeah. We're going to Cancun, y'all. Meet us on the beach.
Back in my day, when I was in high school, everyone went to Myrtle Beach. Cancun
Same.
Was not. Yeah.
Same. Yes.
Yeah.
Myrtle Beach. Occasionally, like some people were like fancy and went to like Tampa.
I guess Cancun is more college spring break than high school spring break.
Yeah, because you're out of the country because you're grown. Mm-hmm.
I never understood why everyone would want to go to the same vacation spot and see the same people that they were seeing at home every time. Like, it drove me nuts that I never went to Myrtle Beach. It's
me
not,
neither.
Not, yeah.
Me neither. But I was kind of jealous because like I did kind of feel like I was missing out. But I heard the beach was trash and it was just hanging out with high school people. So like, no, thank you.
No, thank you. So the season is coming along very nicely. We're very happy with how things are going, how much fun we're having with all these stories this season.
Yes.
I think the season is really great. But, you know, it's also been very stressful for both of us personally.
Yes.
I'm sure everyone is sick of hearing me talk about my stupid house that I'm working on.
No, it's not stupid. Come on now. People love it.
But it's so much work. And we're getting to this point right now where it's just a little too much. I can't.
It's called burnout.
Yes. I am a burnout. Yeah. I need a moment to concentrate on other things. The upstairs apartment, for those of you who follow along on Instagram, I'm sure you know this very well already, but the upstairs apartment is like chugging along at breakneck speed. We're trying to get it to a point where my friend Zan can move in, even though it won't be completely finished. He knows he's moving into an unfinished space, but at least his bedroom and like the bathroom and stuff will be done. It needs like all of my attention. I actually took some vacation time from work so I can concentrate on working on it with my mom right now.
Yeah.
And the idea of trying to like research and write and record a scandal at the same time is just like completely overwhelming.
Yeah, no, I get it. Like I mean, I don't get it. I just see the work that you're doing and it looks like never ending.
Yeah.
My work is busy now, but it's like I'm not building a house. So I feel like I need to shut up.
It felt like for both of us this
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
This is like, the way to go.
Yeah, work is a lot. I'm still technically doing work for my boot camp. And I'm traveling, let's say. Yes, traveling is the word. I'm traveling to Italy in a week, and I do really want to work on my Italian, so I'm going to take lessons there. It'll be nice to have a little extra flex time, perhaps not doing, you know, taking this little break just to regroup. I think
you're going to Italy now.
Yeah,
I thought you were going to Portugal first, and then
That was the plan, Portugal. But I'm a coward, and because my Spanish is really not where it should be, I said, okay, I should technically stay within a Spanish context and like continue to improve. But the prospect of going to Portugal, like not knowing any of the language, just like really doesn't appeal to me right now. So I'm going to Italy for the ego boost, because I can communicate despite my Italian being the worst that it's been in many moons. I can still get my needs, like my basic needs met. And
sure.
it's it'll just take the edge off being able to communicate with people.
Okay. So are you going to go to Italy for a while and then go to another Spanish-speaking country after?
I haven't decided yet. I only have
Okay.
1 month planned so far.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm probably going to be there for probably 2 months, but yeah, that third month is
Go to
still kind of
Spain.
up. I know I should,
Go to
but
Barcelona or,
feel like it's not warm enough to
Valencia.
really enjoy Spain yet. Like, I want to go to Spain in the summer.
It's.
Like, May would be the perfect time to go to
Yeah, I
Spain,
get that.
or
I
like
get that.
April. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still up in the air. I might pivot and go there, but I couldn't justify going into a new country like
Even
without
new
being able to speak
language.
the language at
Yeah.
all. Exactly. It's too stressful. And I just need some ease. Spanish is, I really like Spanish, but I have not been focusing on practicing it like I should, just because my life has been so busy right now. I know that I'm going to continue to not have that time. So yeah, I'm pivoting.
Yeah, that's cool. It'll be great. It, you
Yeah,
know,
it
you love
will. It'll
Italy.
be incredible.
But yeah, so this little, you know, spring break is only temporary. We promise we'll be back. This is
Yes.
only going to be a month. We're going to take a month off and we will be back after a month. You'll hear more from us. We'll finish out the season as usual. But since this is the last time you're going to hear from us for a month, I decided to leave you with a little mini scandal. It is a political scandal of its own, but I'm doing this in mini form because it's not a very big story, and I thought it would be a nice little treat just to round things out before our spring break. So on that note, why don't we take a little bit of a break and we'll
Yeah.
be right back.
BRB.
Welcome to Hashtag History. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Leah.
And if you're a history nerd,
or even a history hater,
this is the podcast for you.
Even if history was your least favorite subject in school, we can guarantee you will like this podcast because we talk about all the things that your history textbooks did not.
Things like how the Bonnie Prince Charles and his Jacobite uprising was a bit of a disaster.
Yeah, or how the pharaoh Akhenaten was so disliked by Egyptians that they literally purged his name from nearly all of their records and pretended like he had never existed.
And we do all of this while drinking and rating a custom-made cocktail specific to that week's topic.
So grab a drink, take a seat, and hang out with us each week as we learn all about history's greatest stories of controversy,
conspiracy,
and corruption.
All right, so we are back, and I have a little mini scandal for y'all.
A
So I
mini scandal.
mentioned
I'm so intrigued.
it's a baby scandal. So I mentioned last week when I did the story about Jim Trafficant that when he was being expelled from Congress, that there was one lone congressman who voted to keep him. Out of
Yes.
like 400 and some odd votes, there was one vote against expelling him.
The dude from California, right?
Yes, a California Democrat named Gary Condit. And I think that I said at the time Condit was sort of in the middle of his own scandal
Yes, he
and
did.
probably like voted to save Trafficant because he knew what it felt like to have all of his colleagues turn on him.
Yeah, that's what I assumed as well.
So I decided to look into old Gary Condit and see exactly what it was that he had going on at that time. So Gary Condit, Congressman Condit, was a Democrat from California. He was married with children, but in the fall of 2000, he met a
Uh-oh.
young woman from his district in California who had come to DC to look for an internship. Chandra Levy ended up getting an internship with the United States Bureau of Prisons. So she stayed in Washington to complete her internship. And while she was there in DC, she and Congressman Condit started an affair.
Okay.
One night, he invited her over to his DC apartment where he lived alone. His family was back in California. So he had this bachelor pad in DC. And he invited this, you know, she was, I think, 30 years younger than him. this intern. She apparently pursued him, is what I have read, that she thought that he looked like, what did it say? Harrison Ford.
Oh, girl.
Yeah.
No, he didn't. Yeah, I don't know what he looks like, but no.
I saw a picture. I mean, he's not unattractive, but he's no Harrison Ford. Yeah. I wonder if it's going to be the same picture that I saw. I only saw one picture.
Condit?
Yeah, C-O-N-D-I-T.
Hmm.
Yeah. He's not, you know, it could be a lot worse when it comes to politicians, but he's nothing special
at all. No, definitely not.
That's a no for me, Doc.
Yeah. You can do better, sweetie. It's yeah, okay.
Absolutely. So, so one night he invited her over to his DC apartment, and they developed this routine really quickly. They got into this routine where she would come over to his place. They would order, you know, delivery or takeout or whatever, watch movies at home, you know, Netflix and chill, but pre-Netflix, Netflix and chill. Because he was married, though, he would never, ever, ever go out with her in public and made her promise not to tell anyone about him. No one could know. She ended up lying to all of her friends and her family about their relationship. Some people who were like, why? You're spending all your time with some guy, but we can't meet him. What's going on? Who is this person? She ended up telling people that she was dating an FBI agent.
Okay.
And that was why they couldn't meet, because he was like, I don't know, undercover or whatever.
She's watched a lot of movies.
Yeah. I mean, they're in DC, so I guess like
that could be believable. Yeah.
Yeah. At one point, though, she did confess to an aunt that she was seeing Congressman Condit and said that she was in love with him was hoping that he would leave his wife for her.
Oh, no. Okay. Yes.
But about 5 months into their relationship in the spring of 2001.
She's in love in 5 months. Wow.
I know. Seriously.
To be young.
Her internship in DC was coming to an end, and she had to fly back to California for her graduation ceremony.
Graduation from what?
She was in college. She was doing an internship. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I had like a mental break. I'm like, wait, high school? What? Yeah.
No, college. Okay. I don't know what degree, like what level of college she was in, but then she went missing. She flew to California and she disappeared.
No.
Yeah. When she was still missing 6 days later, her aunt told her parents about Chandra's relationship with Congressman Condit, and her parents contacted him to grill him about their daughter's whereabouts. They're like, where the fuck is our daughter? What did you do to her? Clearly you have something to do with this because you're a congressman.
Yeah.
And she said she's in love with you. He lied and he said that he only knew Chandra in passing. And that he had helped her get her internship or something, which is actually true.
Okay.
But that he said he'd put in a call to the police and try and expedite the investigation, even though he didn't really know her very well. But like, you know, thoughts and prayers. So her parents, who knew he was lying, were furious that he was lying to them. And they told the police about the affair. And when the police investigated, it came to light that she had spent her last night in D.C. with him before he left for California, or she left for California. And soon the press knew that a married congressman had been having an affair with a missing woman 30 years younger than him.
Nice.
So soon his life was completely consumed by the scandal. The media was hounding him.
Of course.
Reporters are chasing him down the street. Where's Chandra?
Yeah.
At one point, he was trying to like find a way to control the narrative or change the narrative or whatever. So he went and did an interview with Connie Chung. But he came off really badly in it. He came off like really sketchy and like acted like he didn't want to answer the questions and stuff.
Yeah. So
it actually ruined his reputation even more that he went on Connie Chung.
Yeah.
Now, there was not any evidence at all actually tying him to Chandra's disappearance.
But he did start to lie in the beginning. Like, had he just been honest, like, it's a bad look, sweetie.
Totally. So it didn't matter that he wasn't really tied to her disappearance. The press was having a fucking field day with this married congressman and this missing woman 30 years younger than him. And they continued for months to hound him. And this was like front page news for months and months. But then on September 11th of 2001, there was another story that suddenly made his little affair seem insignificant. And he sort of like fell off the front page. But when he tried to run for re-election, the damage had already been done and he lost. And that was basically the end of his career in politics.
Did they ever find her?
Unfortunately, Chandra's body was later discovered on a hiking trail in California, like months later. It was in really bad shape. It had been there for so long.
Yikes.
And while the murderer was never officially discovered, there's a lot of evidence that seems to point to a man who had been attacking several other women in California at the time. He actually went to prison for these other attacks because there was proof, because they, some of these women survived and were able to identify him. So he went to prison for that. But unfortunately, so much time had passed before Chandra's body had passed that there was not really any solid evidence connecting him to her murder, even though like all signs point to this is
most likely. When he was active, I'm guessing.
It was when he was active and it was like in the same kind of place that he was active.
Got it.
So on paper, her murder remains unsolved to this day.
What bad luck she had.
I know. Congressman Condit was a liar and a cheat, but he was not involved in her disappearance or her murder.
And he was also no Harrison Ford.
No, absolutely not.
Let the record reflect.
Yes, exactly. After losing his reelection and finishing out his term in Congress in California, he and his family moved to Arizona, where they operated a couple of Baskin-Robbins franchises.
What?
Yeah, okay. And then there was like some kind of like dispute with Baskin Robbins, and that fell apart. And then he became a lobbyist.
What a mess!
So then he went back to California and was a lobbyist, but his career in politics was over.
So do we know why he was the one vote?
I'm assuming because he was pissed that like the media was. Yeah. Completely against him and was like, maybe Traficant is telling the truth because I am. I don't know for sure. I didn't find any information on that, but that seems to be the most likely story to me anyways. That's the one guy who voted against expelling Jim Traficant from Congress.
What a weird story.
Right? Yeah. I was like, when I kind of looked into it before, I was like, oh, there's like a sex scandal with a young woman, but I didn't read it far enough to realize like, oh shit.
Yeah. She went missing and then was murdered.
Yeah.
And then he had to run some Baskin Robbins. What the fuck?
Oh no.
That's like the weirdest turn of events.
And then there was like some weird dispute with Baskin Robbins or something too, and that fell apart. I don't know.
Oh my god.
A mess. Yeah. Poor Gary Condit.
Yeah. I mean, poor that woman, Chandra.
Clearly, yes.
Yeah. But yeah, some people have all the luck. Yeah. Wow. Thank you for bringing that to our attention. Like, what? What
Just leave you
story.
With that little morsel before our little break.
Yeah, we'll be back, y'all. Stronger than ever with some equally juicy stories.
Absolutely.
I like the idea of a spring break in addition to a summer break. It feels like school. It feels very totally. On brand, which I like. Yeah. I think we might have to continue this.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Well, I guess I'm only drinking water.
Same.
It's a Sunday, y'all. But
it's a Sunday. I was upstairs scraping lead paint off of wood doors all day. Drinking a cocktail did not feel like the move.
Yeah. Show's over, y'all.
That's it.
Goodbye. No.
That's all, folks.
Thank you so much for listening. This has been Beyond Reproach. Nope, that's wrong. Okay.
I mean, it has been.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening to Beyond Reproach. This has been Stephanie Domingo.
And Tex Larizol.
Thank you to our new editor. We could not do this without him. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Love that audio editor.
Bye, y'all. We'll be back.
Bye.
BRB.
Happy spring break.
Yeah. Go to Cancun with us. Tex will have some beads in his hair.
Yeah.
It'll be real, real cute. All right. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Beyond Reproach. Please note we are not historians. We are just a couple of drunks who never shut up and love history. A full list of all source information can be found in the show notes on our website. Please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. Written reviews are especially important. If you like us, please do one of two things. Leave us a written review on Apple Podcasts or send this episode to a friend, family member, or someone who you think would be into it. Don't forget to follow us on social media and make sure you follow us on Instagram because we post our cocktail recipes the Thursday before each full episode. Please drink along with us if you are not driving. We also have a shop on beyondreproachpod.com. Get your merch, brand yourselves. We also have exclusive content on Patreon where you can directly support the production of our show.